Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg visits us once in a while on Friday afternoons to bring us the latest on the great music we can hear in the region. And today is no exception. And Greg, you know, I've heard some people say that.
I don't know where this is going, Brian.
Folk music sometimes takes itself a little too seriously. And I'm not sure. Even Dylan, I think, said that years ago. But Christine Lavin is an exception. She just has a great time with it.
Oh, definitely. She is a funny folky, as they say. Having gotten her start as a waitress at Cafe Lena, she's been quite a regular around the Capital Region for many years now. And she's this time around, in fact, tonight, she's coming into the eighth step at Proctor's. And she's bringing along some other funny singer-songwriter, storyteller guys, Don White and Bill Harley. So it's going to be a triple bill of acoustic music that may very well make you laugh and think at the same time. So we're going to listen to something here from a vintage recording, actually, from 1987 of Christine Lavin from the Live at the Cafe Lena box set. And the song is "It's a Good Thing He Can't Read My Mind."
I am at the opera. I don't like the opera, but he loves the opera, and I love him. I follow the libretto, and I follow the conductor. When I follow the plot, my head begins to spin. I don't understand a word, even when it's English. Everyone around me says, this is divine. I don't like the opera, but look, I'm at the opera. It's a good thing he can't read my mind.
Christine Lavin will be performing tonight at the Eighth Step. That's at Proctor's in Schenectady, along with Don White and Bill Harley. You know, it always kind of makes me laugh when you read somebody who says, you know, Joan Jett was a pioneer woman of rock and roll. Don't they know about Darlene Love way, way, way back then?
Well, let's say that Joan Jett was a pioneer in rock and roll, actually.
She
but
was.
Darlene Love is like one of the queens of early rock and roll, and mostly with her work with Phil Spector, of course, although a lot of her stuff wasn't credited to Darlene Love. Like the song we're going to be playing was credited to the Crystals. Some of her other recordings were credited to the Blossoms. She's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. She's one of the stars of the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom. And, of course, she sang "Christmas Baby, Please Come Home" for 28 years on the David Letterman show. And she can still sing. Don't think that she can't by any means. There's a great interview with her that we posted this week on Nippertown. And she's going to be at Proctor's on Saturday night with the Letterman, the Duprees, the Marcells, and Jay Siegel's Tokens for the annual Golden Oldies Spectacular there. And I'll be darn surprised if she doesn't steal the show. Here's a little bit of Darlene Love doing "He's a Rebel."
Shuffles his feet, my hoe is head up high when he goes walking by.
Darlene Love will be at the Golden Oldies Spectacular, Proctor's, on Saturday night, along with the Letterman, Duprees, Marcells, and Jay Siegel's Tokens. One of the true treasures of the Capital Region, Lee Shaw, is being honored.
Yes, the great Nippertown queen of piano jazz, who is still recovering from a life-threatening heart attack, a stroke, but she's coming back. She's recuperating, and she's planning on being at Proctor's GE Theater on Sunday afternoon, where she's being honored with the prestigious Jazz Hero Award from the Jazz Journalists Association down in New York City. Another reason to show up on Sunday, if that's not enough, is that following the presentation of her award, there's going to be the world premiere of a documentary film about Lee called Lee's 88 Keys. And then after that, there's going to be live music by Keith Prey Quartet and Michael Benedict's Boppitude with guest baritone sax player Gary Smolian. And that's all free on Sunday afternoon. I think it starts at 2:30. So come on down, say hi to Lee Shaw, and wish her well. And now we're going to hear a little bit of When Your Lover Has Gone from her album, Little Friend.
When Your Lover Has Gone, Lee Shaw. She's being honored with the prestigious Jazz Hero Award at Proctor's GE Theater this Sunday, 2:30. And then the world premiere of the new film about her life and music, Lee's 88 Keys, The Luster Kings.
Luster Kings are still rocking. They're certainly one of Nippertown's premier rockabilly bands, but they can go honky-tonkin' and boogie-woogin', and they can serve up some swing as well. They're just putting out a new album. It's called Go Green, and it's got a little bit of all that, plus a really sweet rendition of Santo and Johnny's old steel guitar instrumental, Sleepwalk. Very nice. Mark Amsjager is still leading the Luster Kings, and they're going to have their CD release party for Go Green at the Hangar in Troy on Sunday, April 19th. And they'll be sharing the stage with Commander Cody and his modern-day airmen, kind of the update of the Lost Planet airmen, as well as Texas tunesmith Billy Eli. So that's going to be a rockin' good night. And the album, like I said, hasn't come out yet, but we'll give you a little sneak preview from Go Green. Here's 50 Miles from Nowhere, 1,000 Miles from Home.
Now what's the use of calling?
The Luster Kings will be at the Hangar in Troy Sunday, April 19th for a CD release party and with Commander Cody, who's still making some great music.
Yes, he can rock out too.
And we're wrapping up at the Bayou Cafe in Glenville on Saturday the 25th with some urban gumbo on the menu.
Yeah, urban gumbo. Some of you old-time Nippertown music fans are going to remember urban gumbo. They called it quits back in, I think it was maybe about 1999. But then a couple of years ago, three of the original members, drummer Bob Girard, guitarist Rob Pirowski, and bassist Gary Butts got together, recruited a few new members, started playing again. And now they're just releasing a brand new album called Hard Times for Love to celebrate their 25th anniversary. And as you said, they're having their CD release party on Saturday, April 25th at the Bayou in Glenville. They'll be sharing the stage with Diva and the Dirty Boys. It's a wild album. There's like five different songwriters and five different lead vocalists. So Urban Gumbo is a good name for this band. There's a veritable gumbo of musical styles on it. And we're going to hear one that features Lisa Gordon, who's a new vocalist, and Joe Quant, who was the band's original singer, together on a song called I Love You to Death.
I love you to death. Whoa, whoa. I love you to death. I'm gonna love you to death.
Oh, my darling. My little lima bean, you got to stop this morbid thing you're doing.
Urban Gumbo, I Love You to Death. It's from the brand new album, Hard Times for Love. Their CD release party is at the Bayou Cafe in Glenville. That's on Saturday, April 25th, and they'll be sharing the stage with Diva and the Diddy Boys. Nippertown.com, it's a great website. I suggest it highly, and Greg Hames will let you go back to work on the website, and we'll see you again real soon.
Spring is blooming. Get out there and support live music.
Sweet apple. You know, sometimes you know you my little green bean, but sometimes you make me so mad I could eat fried chicken.